Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Small Business Survival Conversations. I'm Michael Troyer, and with me is my colleague, Anna Steinfest. Hello, Anna.
Hello, everyone.
Today, we're talking about choosing the right website design agency. We all need websites, one of those things that's still there, that our online presence is required, but we need to find the right designer. So we've laid out six ideas for things you to use to evaluate who might be a good designer. Anna, where are we going to start with this?
I think you should start with the question, do they take the time to understand your industry and your business? It is extremely, extremely important for the designer, because with the designer, it's like hiring a new employee. You need to make sure that they care, genuinely care about your results. And again, we've talked about, do they understand your industry? Check their portfolio, because if they understand your industry, we know that they will understand the pain points they have to communicate to attract customers.
And I think they also ought to understand what is your particular value proposition to the customer that you're offering. And if they don't ask, then they're not going to design perhaps the right website for that to be displayed, or what uniquely differentiates you from your next best alternative for the customer. You want them to understand those things to be effective in designing your unique website. Second one is, do they have the right skills to help you? And we have to look at it really, in my mind, two sets of skills. Do they have the technical skills? Can they design that website with a degree of efficiency and effectiveness, make it look nice? And also, do they have the skills to be creative about it so that they set you apart? I don't want a website that looks just like every other website. I want my website to really, really set me apart. And that's what we're looking for. Those are two different sets of skills, but both important, technical and creative.
Absolutely. And sometimes if your web design needs to have additional advanced technical skills, like you're selling something on your website, so you need to create like a e-store, e-commerce. So you need your web designer to have that knowledge also, or to have a team of people who will be able to create that for you. So it is extremely important. Number three.
Let me go back for just a second and say, we've all been on a page where the web page said, go to, if you're interested in this product, go to the next page, and you tap on it and you get the circle going and going and going. That's when we leave and we move on. So that's what Anna's talking about. That advanced technology sometimes makes things, if it's not there, it makes things too slow and people won't stay with you. I'm sorry.
No, that's perfectly right. That's why we have a conversation, Michael.
Yeah,
so the next question you should be asking them is, will their business model meet your needs? What do we mean by that? Some agencies have a local teams and offices. So while others, for example, some freelancers, personnel is not at the local level, they're more of a virtual agency, they may be a little bit cheaper. Working with teams face to face may be simpler and maybe better.
And it may be a trade-off again in how much you're willing to spend. That person-to-person meeting may cost a little bit more versus the freelancer. But I think how often I need to ask a client three times what it is they want me to do. I want my web designer to ask me three times, what is it I want this website to accomplish? If they ask the three times, I'm getting better each time in explaining what I want. That only happens when I've got two or three people in the room helping me design it. The online may be cheaper, but I might not get that level of support. So you have to choose what can you afford and what's going to work, the business model. Fourth idea.
Make sure that they have the experience. We started with kind of the same question, but this is more of a, again, reminder, review their portfolio.
And I think one of the important things to watch for here in my mind is when you look at the experience in your sector, two things can happen. They know how to position you and place you well, or they may give you boilerplate because they've already done it for two other companies like yours, and then you're getting kind of a repetition of what they did for somebody else, or a design that looks too much like theirs. So you want to review what they've done for others. You want to know that they can separate you from the rest of the industry. No boilerplate, please. So that's why we say, do they have experience in your sector? That's going to help. But if it goes too far, it may look too much like everybody else in your industry. You've got to find the balance in between.
Absolutely. And because you have to stand out, remember.
Yes.
You have to stand out. So that's a great addition, Michael. The next thought we were thinking about, you have to make sure that you check their fee structure. Because some companies, they charge hourly rates, while some other companies, it's a fixed fee for a project. Or let's say we'll build your website, this is the fee, and that's the end of it. Because sometimes, you know, like, I mean, for me, when they're asking and they want to charge per hour, I don't know how long it takes. So in this case, you have to make sure that you research what is the normal hour they will be billing you, because you don't want to get into a situation where you're stuck with hourly rate and then they're billing and it's not being done for a long period of time. So I think that, I mean, in our suggestions is like more of a fixed price when they're building your website is better for you, because you will know the bottom line, how much you will pay.
And at least at the end, you have something to work with. One of the things that scares me with the hourly rate is they build and build and build and it's looking better and better. And then say, oops, we've run out of hours. Do you want us to finish it? Well, now I'm caught emotionally in what it looks like and I want it. So now I'm prepared to pay for another 3 hours when, in fact, I don't like being, that is, my emotions are now caught up in being willing to pay them when I should have asked for something to be done to a certain level on a fixed rate. And I wouldn't be caught in this, oh no, I got to spend more money because I want it. So we can be played a bit. You want to be cautious as you approach that. I agree with Anna. I like the fixed price. Here's the fee. Here's what I can do for you. Okay. I know where I'm going to end up with this website.
Yeah. And, you know, for small businesses, it's important to know how much you'll be spending.
Yep.
If you're a large business, probably you don't care and you may have more complicated web design needs. But for small business owners, you don't need a lot of complicated projects. So
last one, does this designer have the ability to complete the type of project you have in mind for your website? So again, you got to do that little bit of a research, that little checking on the different choices you have for designers. And I see kind of a trade-off here. A more experienced designer who might have a lot of ability brings me perhaps some creativity. So things are going to be bright and shiny the way I want them from a creative standpoint. However, that's going to cost more. So I have to trade that off against somebody who's a little less well experienced, but may be able to do it for me at a little lower price, and maybe has fresh ideas because they're new to the trade. Who knows? But that's why you do this with a degree of caution and research on your part. Yeah. Anna, you've been good at picking designers. I've liked the things that
We have to give our listeners a tip. I mean, we're using Fiverr, and I know that a lot of businesses know that, some of them they don't, but Fiverr is a freelance platform. Here is the automation where you can go in and find a website designer for the price tag you want. But again, make sure that you check their portfolio, make sure that you read all the recommendations of that particular designer, and make sure that you consider all the questions you should be asking them up front before you sign.
There, we have given you now 6 ways to look at choosing the right website design agency. Do they take the time to understand your industry? Do they have the right set of technical and creative skills? Will the business model meet your needs? Anna, what are the last 3?
Do they have experience in your sector? Does their fee structure work for you? And do they have the ability to complete this type of project?
There you have it. Send us your web pages when they're up so we can go see them. And thank you for being with us today.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time. Thank you for listening.